This article is brought to you by the best-selling book say it right every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why Ghana's flood cleanup call actually worked. When a leader's words move an entire nation to act. What happened? After devastating flood swept through Ghana, President Mahama issued a national call to action, urging citizens to participate in a widespread cleanup effort. The response was striking. Residents, schools, businesses, and community groups turned out in force across affected regions. What started as a presidential request became a coordinated, countrywide show of civic energy. The communication angle. Most leaders issue calls to action that die in the air. They announce, they urge, they appeal, and then nothing happens. So when a leader's words actually produce visible, large-scale behaviour change, it is worth stopping to ask exactly what made the difference. The comparison here is not between two presidents. It is between two versions of the same message, the kind that gets ignored and the kind that gets obeyed. The kind that gets ignored sounds like a press release. It is passive, bureaucratic, and vague. Citizens are encouraged to participate in post-disaster remediation efforts. Nobody is loading a truck for that sentence. The kind that works does the opposite. It makes the action feel personal, immediate, and morally urgent. A president who says your neighbour needs you today is not issuing a directive. He is extending an invitation to identity. People do not act on policy. They act on belonging. What Mahama's call appears to have done right is frame the cleanup not as a government operation, but as a community responsibility. That framing shift is everything. The moment citizens see themselves as participants rather than recipients, the psychology flips entirely. You stop waiting to be helped and start looking for where you can help. Leaders who understand this do not ask people to support a program. They ask people to be who they already believe themselves to be. The second thing worth noting is the specificity of the action requested. Clean up your area is concrete. It has a location, your vicinity, a visible outcome, cleanliness, and zero ambiguity about what counts as success. Compare that to calls for solidarity or national resilience. Those words feel meaningful in a speech and mean nothing at a street corner with a shovel. Concrete beats abstract every single time. The lesson for anyone who leads a team, manages a community, or needs people to move your call to action will fail if it requires the listener to figure out what to do next. The clearer the first step, the higher the response rate. Full stop. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right every time. The chapter on mobilising language gives your framework for turning a passive audience into active participants. The core principle is simple: people respond to identity-based framing far more reliably than they respond to duty-based framing. Once you understand how to position your ask as an expression of who your audience already wants to be, you stop persuading and start activating. The takeaway. Before your next call to action, whether it is a team email, a public announcement, or a difficult ask, write down the single physical action you want the other person to take within 24 hours. Not a feeling, not an attitude shift, a physical action. Then lead with that. Put it in the first sentence, not the last. People follow clarity. They ignore inspiration that comes without instructions. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.